He was more than a tough, long, raw-boned boy. He amazed men with his man's lifting power. He put his shoulders under a new-built corn crib one day and walked away with it to where the farmer wanted it. Four men, ready with poles to put under it and carry it, didn't need their poles. He played the same trick with a chicken house at the new, growing town of Gentryville near his home. They said that the chicken house weighed 600 pounds, and only a big boy with a hard backbone could get under it and walk away with it. So he grew, living in that Pigeon Creek cabin for a home, sleeping in the loft, climbing up at night to a bed just under the roof, where sometimes the snow and the rain drove through the cracks, eating sometimes at a table where the family had only one thing to eat, potatoes. Once at the table, when there were only potatoes, his father spoke a blessing to the Lord for potatoes. The boy murmured, "Those are mighty poor blessings." And Abe made jokes once when company came, and Sally Bush Lincoln brought out raw potatoes, gave the visitors a knife apiece, and they all peeled raw potatoes and talked about the crops, politics, and religion. Days when they had only potatoes to eat didn't come often. Other days in the year, they had yellow leg chicken with gravy, and corn dodgers with shortening, and berries and honey. They tasted of bear meat, deer, coon, quail, grouse, prairie turkey, catfish, bass, birch. Abe knew the sleep that comes after long hours of work out of doors. He worked in those young years clearing timberland for pasture and corn crops, cutting loose the brush, piling it and burning it, splitting rails, pulling the crosscut saw and whip saw, driving the shovel plow, harrowing, planting, hoeing, pulling fodder, milking cows, churning butter, helping neighbors at house raising, log rollings, corn huskings.